You're listening to the Arm Coach Podcast with me, Christine Rucker, Arm Coach and founder of the Arms by Christine program. Here, we talk about toned and sculpted arms and what it really takes to get sustainable results so you can feel proud and confident in sleeveless clothes. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Arm Coach Podcast, episode number 8. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back. I wanted to start off today by asking you a question. When was the last time you felt deprived? When was the last time you had the feeling of deprivation in your body because you had the sense of really wanting something and telling yourself that you couldn't have it? This is such an important question because for most people, when they try to change something in their life, like sculpting their arms, deprivation seems to go hand in hand with getting results. If you want to cut back on drinking, I'm going to feel deprived when it comes to alcohol. If I want to save money, I'm going to feel deprived when it comes to spending. If I want to sculpt my arms and lose weight, guess what? I'm going to feel deprived when it comes to food. Now, here's the thing. You can actually change and even get rid of this feeling of deprivation. And most people don't believe that it's possible, but this is what today's topic is all about. It's about deprivation, what it is, what creates it, and why it doesn't have to be something that you tell yourself you're just going to have to live with for the rest of your life. This is so incredibly important because feeling deprived, especially when it comes to sculpting our arms and overcoming overeating, is why most people throw in the towel. It's why most people give up after trying, because they just don't want to deal with the feeling of deprivation anymore. It doesn't feel bearable. The people that I work with, when they decide that they want to sculpt their arms and end overeating, they tell me that often things are going really well at first. They're feeling emotionally better and physically better. They're enjoying seeing muscle and definition. They're enjoying having better sleep and waking up with more energy in the morning. Lots of the time, just not having shame about what you did or ate. But they'll come to me and they'll say, I just feel so deprived. I'd rather watch TV instead of lift weights. I really want that piece of cake. I really want to be snacking. I feel like I'm missing out. I have all these great physical benefits and emotional benefits, but what do I do about this deprivation? So the first thing you have to understand if you want to start to unravel this question for yourself is, what is deprivation? Deprivation literally means the state of being kept from possessing or enjoying or using something. Here's the thing. Deprivation is an emotion in your body, but it is also a physical sensation. There is both emotional deprivation and physical deprivation, and most people never make the distinction between the two. Now, I talk about this a lot in my work, the need to distinguish between emotions and physical sensations. This is a big piece of the work that I do. It is just so important. Emotions are one-word feeling states. Things like happy, sad, angry, those are emotions. They are feeling states that you experience in your body. Now, physical sensations are also things that you experience in your body. They are things like hungry, thirsty, tired, pleasure, pain. But there is a big difference between the two. The difference between emotions and physical sensations is pretty simple. But it can be difficult because you're experiencing them both in your body. Here's how you can tell the difference between the two. An emotion starts in your mind and travels to your body, and the physical sensations do the opposite. It starts in your body and travels to your mind. Now, let me explain that. When you have an emotion, it's because you had a thought in your mind that creates a feeling in your body. Now, this is very different when you're experiencing something like hunger, thirst, pleasure, pain. That sensation is starting first in your body, not with a thought, it's starting first in your body that then your mind is registering. Then your mind is all of a sudden aware. Oh, I'm hungry. Oh, I'm thirsty. That feels good. That hurts. It starts in your body and is registered by your mind. And you really have to understand this distinction if you want to understand the difference between emotional deprivation and physical deprivation. When it comes to your emotions and the reason why you experience your emotions in your body is essentially cueing you to what you're thinking. When you recognize what emotion you're feeling, you can ask yourself, why am I feeling this way? If you understand the cycle that I use with my clients and I talk about all the time, the think, feel, act cycle, if you understand that your thoughts create your feelings, then you will also be able to understand if you know what you're feeling, you can work backwards and figure out what you're thinking. But when it comes to physical sensations, your body is not telling you what you're thinking. Your body is telling you how it's responding to its environment. I want you to think about it this way. If you are standing in line, you're not automatically going to feel anything. You're not automatically annoyed or impatient waiting in line. You only experience either of these emotions when you think a thought that makes you annoyed or when you think a thought that makes you feel impatient. You could also think a host of other thoughts that can make you experience a whole range of emotions. But when you stub your toe, you are going to feel a physical sensation connected to that experience. Your body is responding to what is happening to your toe and sending a signal to your brain about the sensation. This is the difference. Emotions start in your mind and travel to your body. Physical sensations start in your body and travel to your mind. This is a huge piece to understand. And honestly, it can take some time to really wrap your mind around this for a lot of reasons. One is that who gives us this information about experiencing our own emotions in our body and what is creating them? Most of us are given very little instruction on this piece of information. And if you do ever find it, it's usually because you're searching it out for yourself. No one is sitting you down and explaining all of this to you. The other reason why it can take some time to really understand this is because most people are actually really good at not experiencing or feeling their emotions, especially the negative ones. Listen, if you have gotten into the habit of using TV or food as a quick and easy fix to feel differently, which many, many, many people do, if you have gotten into that habit, you may be so quick to reach for the remote or a snack that you don't feel that kind of anxiety or awkwardness or boredom or loneliness or insecurity, whatever it is. You may be so quick to changing how you're feeling that you don't actually even give yourself a lot of time to experience what these negative emotions are like in your body. So what does this mean for deprivation? Not all deprivation is the same. This is so key. This will really change everything for you. Some deprivation is created by your body, and some deprivation is created by your mind. If you can figure out the difference between these two, if you can understand how these are different in your body, I will tell you this is really going to be amazing for you because so many of us quit. So many of us give up around trying to change bodies and our eating because the deprivation piece feels too difficult and impossible to overcome. If you can figure this out, you're really going to be golden. Like I said, most people have it backwards. I asked you earlier about the last time that you were feeling deprived, and I want you to try and go back and remember that situation. Think about that feeling of deprivation in your body, whatever it was. Maybe it was a cupcake. Maybe it was something else. Think about what that was like. What was going on? You wanted to have something and you told yourself you shouldn't have it and you were feeling deprived. Really put yourself back in that moment and ask yourself, Why was I feeling deprived? What was causing this feeling? Now, here's what almost everyone will say. Everyone will say, well, of course, the thing that I wanted but wasn't giving myself was the thing causing me to feel deprived. So it was the cupcake or the chocolate ice cream or the outfit I wanted to purchase. Whatever it was that you told yourself you couldn't have, that was the thing causing your deprivation. But of course, it doesn't work like that. Things external to us do not create our emotions. They do not create how you feel in your body when it comes to an emotional response. What caused your feeling of deprivation in that moment was your mind. It was not the thing external to you. It was not caused by the cupcake. It was not caused by the ice cream, whatever it was, right? It was caused by your thoughts. If you're really going to understand this, you have to start to understand the difference between a need and a want. And the difference between a need and a want will really help you understand this at a deeper level. There are things that your body needs in order to function. It needs oxygen. It needs water. It needs food. It needs sleep. It needs warmth. There are things that your body is driven to seek out as part of its impulse to survive. Your body needs these things. They are basic requirements. Your body needs basic levels of each so that it can function and maintain homeostasis. Think about it. You cannot hold your breath indefinitely. You cannot decide that you no longer need sleep. When it comes to the things that your body truly, truly needs, they're non-negotiable. What happens when you try to deprive yourself of one of these things, as we sometimes do? It will feel terrible. Now, think about holding your breath. Even if you tell yourself, I'm going to hold my breath, I'm going to hold it for as long as I possibly can, at some point, it is going to feel so uncomfortable in your body and you're going to be forced to take a breath. Now, the reason why this happens is because your body needs oxygen. So when you're not breathing, when you're holding your breath, there are rising levels of CO2 in your body, and those rising levels of CO2 are actually irritating your lungs. And so your diaphragm and the muscles in between your ribs, they'll begin to spasm totally outside of your control, and it'll feel like your lungs are going to burst. It will feel uncomfortable, and you will finally gasp for air, and it's really outside of your control. The same thing is true of sleep deprivation. Think of how awful it feels when you're forcing yourself to stay awake when your body wants to sleep. When you are depriving yourself of sleep, it feels terrible. It's true, you can keep yourself awake for some period of time. You can pull an all-nighter, but sleep is a basic biological necessity for all humans. You need it to perform basic cognitive functions. You need it for your immune system. You cannot keep yourself awake indefinitely, and it feels terrible when you're trying to do that. There are moments when deprivation for things that we really need, it does indeed feel very uncomfortable. It's not pleasant when we are depriving ourselves of things that our body truly needs. But again, this is physical deprivation. The impulse to breathe, to sleep, to eat, they are created by your body. And when your body doesn't get the basic things it needs to function, it not only feels terrible, but it actually forces you to try to seek them out. Now, your needs are totally different from your wants. And again, most people don't make this distinction. We get our needs and our wants all mixed up together. It seems like food, oxygen, sleep, wine, chocolate, money, right? Our needs and wants become totally entangled. Your body does not need the things that you want. It just thinks that it does. It's so important to be able to understand these two differences, because when your body truly needs something to function, there will be physical deprivation when you don't give it to yourself. But when your body doesn't really need something to function, when you just want it, you are much more likely experiencing emotional deprivation. what this means is that the deprivation you feel when you try to cut back on screen time, the deprivation you feel when you try to overcome overeating, is deprivation that is not being created by your body. It is deprivation that is being created with your mind. It is emotional deprivation, not physical deprivation. I will tell you that this is the very best news, because once you understand this and once you're able to make the distinction, it means that you can start to exert some control over it. You can start to work with your mind. You can start to work with your thoughts to stop feeling deprived when you want to cut back on screen time, or to stop feeling deprived when you want to reduce your sugar. This is so essential, because feeling deprived and feeling like you're missing out is usually the number one reason why people aren't successful when they want to sculpt their arms or they want to overcome overeating, because they feel the deprivation is too much. It feels impossible to overcome, like it's never going to go away. They're going to be missing out forever. This idea of, I can't go on living life like this, and I'm always going to feel deprived. This is always going to feel terrible. It feels like too much for people, and so they quit. But if you understand the difference between emotional deprivation and physical deprivation, if you understand the difference between true needs and wants, if you understand the difference between how an emotion is in your body and how it starts in your mind and travels to your body versus a physical sensation, you have the pieces that you need to start to untangle this for yourself and start to understand how you are feeling, and also how that is being created by what you're thinking. Deprivation is usually just an emotion, and emotions are always caused by the thoughts that you are thinking. So if you want to start the process of doing this work, you have to start to pinpoint the thoughts that are creating your deprivation. Thoughts like, I really want it. It tastes so good. This isn't fair. This sucks. I hate missing out. Everyone else is eating cupcakes. No one else has to deal with this. I hate this. I just want to have a good time. Whatever these thoughts are, you have to start to bring awareness to what you're thinking. What are the thoughts that are creating emotional deprivation for you? I will tell you that just having this awareness is so big. It makes such a big difference. And so many people, when I introduce this idea of the difference between emotional deprivation and physical deprivation, they want to run straight to the point when they hear, oh, I can change this. I don't have to feel this way. Let's change this immediately. But I always tell them, you have to first start with awareness. You have to first start to see that you are the one creating your deprivation, not the screens, not the cupcake, not the ice cream, whatever it is. You have to see that you are the one creating it with your thoughts. Because once you understand that, and it will take some time, because this will be a big shift for you. It will be a big shift to start to think, I'm creating this deprivation. It's not the pizza and breadsticks that's creating the deprivation. This is not how we think about things. This is not how we think about all sorts of deprivation. So it will take some time. But once you start to see how your thoughts are creating the feeling of deprivation, all of a sudden, you have so much more authority over it. Just through awareness, not even through changing it, just through recognizing what you're thinking, you gain so much more authority. And the reason is because you move away from just being at the mercy of your thoughts and having no idea of how they're affecting you, to suddenly being in a place where you can notice your thoughts and you can see what they're creating. So for now, I just want you to wrap your brain around these concepts. There are new concepts for you. We don't think about deprivation in this way. We don't talk about deprivation in this way. And just starting to understand it is going to be really important. And then once you feel like you have a handle on that, start to work on awareness. Don't try to jump to changing it. Don't tell yourself, okay, so if emotional deprivation is created by my thoughts and I can control my thinking, then I shouldn't experience any deprivation anymore ever again. It doesn't work like that. It's a process where you really have to start to have awareness around it and really believe, really understand that you're the one creating it. Then you can start to change your thinking, but not until you see 100% that you are the one creating the deprivation that you're feeling. But again, this is the best news because it means the one thing that people are so afraid of, feeling like they're always going to be missing out, they're always going to be wanting something, they're always going to have to tell themselves no, when really they want to say yes, that is not set in stone. Too many people struggle with this. Too many people are stuck in this because they just don't understand the difference between emotional and physical deprivation and how they can start to change the emotional deprivation that they're experiencing. So just as a recap, deprivation is often the thing that keeps people stuck when they want to sculpt their arms and change their eating because they feel like they're unable to change it. We tell ourselves it's impossible. We tell ourselves we're just missing out, that we're just going to have to live with feeling this way. But it's not true. You can start to feel differently. You can change emotional deprivation because it's not the same as physical deprivation. Emotional deprivation is created by your mind and your thoughts, and awareness is the first step. You have to fully understand that your thoughts are creating these feelings before you can begin to change it. So pay attention to what you're thinking. Pay attention to your thoughts and your mind. Pay attention to the things that seem kind of innocent, but the thoughts like, I really want it. This isn't fair. It sucks. Everyone else is. I hate doing this. I have to have it. Whatever it is, notice your thoughts when you're feeling deprived, and that is going to be the very first step to change. All right. That's it. I really loved sharing this episode with you guys because I think this is really the key to change everything. I would love to hear what you think. If you have questions, if you want to know more about this, you can always send me a message to Christine@ChristineRucker.com. That's it for this week. Thanks everybody for listening. Bye. Hey, before you go, if this episode or any of the other episodes on this podcast have helped you in any way, please leave a 5-star rating and review. Your review will help us find and have maximum impact on as many women as possible. While you're there, hit the subscribe button so we can continue on this journey to Sculpted Arms together. Thank you so much for your support. I've loved having you here today, and talk soon in the next episode.